welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, and welcome to Week 2. We are live on this Wednesday afternoon. It is 4:19. Welcome to the broadcast. Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1, and we are ready to go. I've got a whole host of trivia questions ready for you, and this week, anyone who calls in and answers a trivia question will be put in a drawing for a $10 Meijer gift card. We will draw a name this afternoon at 4:55. So there you go. A good one to get your hands on. Anyone who calls in and answers a trivia question, put in a drawing for a $10 Meijer gift card, and we'll draw a name this afternoon at 4:55. The phone number you'll need, 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944. Here's some of the questions. I have a couple left over from last week and then some brand new ones for you. All right, what is the name of the bear in the Jungle Book? Remember he sang, "Look for the bear necessities, those simple bear necessities." Remember he sang that? What is the name of the bear in the Jungle Book? 740-383-9944. What is the name of the famous nurse of Victoria times who improved care for wounded soldiers? Famous nurse in history. What was her name? What is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story? What is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story? Pharaoh is the title given to the rulers of which ancient country? Pharaoh is a title given to the rulers in which ancient country? We have a call coming in. WWGH Radio, you're on the air. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air. Well, let's try it again. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Is Baloo the name of the bear?
Baloo is the name of the bear. Do you remember him singing that song?
No.
No?
No. No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he sang that song, and the song went on and on. He sang it to Mowgli, the little man cub in the Jungle Book.
Oh.
What's your name? I'll get you signed up for this Meijer gift card.
Okay, it's Judy. Do you need the last name?
Yeah, just in case you're our winner that way, we'll have it for our record.
Okay, it's Summers.
Judy Summers.
Yep.
Is that S-O-M-M-E-R-S or S-U-M-M-E-R-S?
S-U.
S-U-M, just like the season coming up.
Yep.
All right, Judy. Well, thanks for giving us a call, and thanks for listening out there.
Yes. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. First one signed up. Yes, Baloo was the name of the bear in the Jungle Book. Sang that song. I'll never forget it. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. And give us a call on any of these trivia questions. That last trivia question I'll go over one more time because I kind of stumbled over it. Pharaoh is the title given to the rulers of which ancient country? Pharaoh is the title given to the rulers of which ancient country? And one more before we move on to some offbeat news. Which Italian city is famous for its Leaning Tower? Which Italian city is famous for its Leaning Tower? The Leaning Tower of what? Can you tell me? Again, 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Give us a call. We'll get you signed up for a drawing for a $10 Meijer gift card, and we'll pick a name at 4:55 this afternoon. A New Zealand town celebrated its annual festival with a running of the sheep event, featuring hundreds of sheep running through the streets. It doesn't say if people were running with them or not, but if so, that'd be quite an event. The volunteer fire brigade shared video on Facebook showing the sheep running through the streets of the city, which is known as the shearing capital of the world. The Saturday run was part of the Great New Zealand Muster, an annual event that also includes the New Zealand Shearing Championships. So there you go, the running of the sheep. Police in Massachusetts use bread rolls to coax an escaped pig running loose in the streets to return to its pen. The Orleans Police Department shared video of officers using the locally popular bulky rolls. I'm not familiar with a bulky roll, but it says it's a bread roll, to lure the pig off the streets and back to its home. Police said the pig was returned to its pen safely and without injury. What did the pig say when he crossed the road? Well, he didn't say anything, actually, not even a snort or a grunt, police wrote. But yeah, they returned him to his pig, coaxed him back with bread rolls. You could probably coax me back to my pen with a bread roll, too. I like bread. Good, fresh, hot, baked bread right out of the oven. My mom makes some good sourdough bread right out of the oven. Put some butter on that. Man, you talk about good. A snorkeler in Florida experienced kind of a cool thing. She was caught on camera in a surprising situation when a wild manatee swam up and appeared to give her a hug. Mandy Egner posted a video to Facebook showing what happened during her unusual manatee encounter in the Crystal River in Citrus County. The video shows the manatee swimming up to Egner and appearing to embrace her. Egner said she was careful not to initiate contact with the animal or disturb it in any way because Florida law bars anyone from intentionally disturbing or otherwise annoying manatees. Yep, but the manatee came up and gave her a hug. Pretty cool story out of Florida. Well, that's Moth Beat News. We'll try to get to some more stories a little bit later. Right now, it's time for Strange But Possibly True. Strange, but possibly true. Dinosaurs had feathers. That's what archaeologists have found in fossil evidence of some species. They believe they had light feathering. In fact, researchers have long noted that chickens and other birds share skeletal similarities with the T-Rex. So yeah, just go on up to the T-Rex and pet him. Pet his feathers. Yeah, no thanks. I don't think I want close to the T-Rex. McDonald's once created bubblegum flavored broccoli. How would you like to try that? They once created bubblegum flavored broccoli. Not surprisingly, the bizarre attempt to get kids to eat healthier did not go over well with the child taste testers. No, the kids didn't like that bubblegum flavored broccoli, so they did away with it. I'd like to try it. I don't like broccoli, but bubblegum flavored broccoli, I don't know. Maybe so. Sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins can. Dolphins are known to be able to hold their breath for about 10 minutes, but a swimming sloth can hold its breath for up to 40 minutes. Their secret? Sloths can slow their heart rate at will, reducing their need for oxygen. Yes, indeed. So a sloth can hold their breath up to 40 minutes. Dorothy, you know, from The Wizard of Oz? Well, Dorothy's slippers weren't always red. In L. Frank Baum's 1900 novel, he describes them as silver shoes with pointed toes. But the 1939 movie was being shot with new Technicolor technique, and red shoes made more eye-catching choice than silver ones. Frogs' eyes help them swallow. Like snakes, frogs swallow food whole and alive. When a frog closes its eyes, they are pressed into their sockets and downward toward the roof of their mouth, pushing on the food and moving it down the throat. Kind of like me, I swallow my food whole. Yes, indeed. No, not really. I chew it a couple times. I used to always get made fun of by my dad for not chewing my food too much, just swallowing it whole. Well, we're coming up on a break. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. We're live on a Wednesday afternoon. It's coming up on 4:30. And thanks so much for listening to WWGH 107.1 FM.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the golden voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, the talking place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back. Thank you so much for listening to the broadcast. It's 4:31 on a Wednesday afternoon. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. Glad you're tuned in. And it's time to go over our trivia questions once again and see if we can get more people signed up. If you call in and answer a trivia question, we'll put you in a drawing for a $10 Myers gift card, and we'll draw a name this afternoon at 4:55. Name the most famous nurse of Victorian times who improved care for wounded soldiers. She was a famous nurse in history. Can you tell me her name? What is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story? What is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story? Pharaoh is the title given to the rulers of which ancient country? Pharaoh is the title given to the rulers of which ancient country? Which Italian city is famous for its Leaning Tower? The Leaning Tower of what? And I'll go on and give you a couple more. Which fictional detective lived at 221B Baker Street? Which fictional detective lived at 221B Baker Street? Okay, those of you who grew up on a farm or are familiar with farming. On a farm, a kid is a baby what? On a farm, a kid is a baby what? And what food do giant pandas normally eat? What food do giant pandas normally eat? 740-383-9944 is our phone number. 740-383-9944. If you know, give us a call and we'll put you in a drawing for that $10 Myers gift card. And like I said, we'll draw a name at 4:55 this afternoon. Well, there's an interesting place in Akron, Ohio. Ever wonder what it would be like to sleep in a Quaker oatmeal box? Even if the thought never crossed your mind, you can experience the next best thing at the Crown Plaza Akron at Quaker Square. Constructed from a cluster of 36 silos, originally built by Quaker Oats in 1932, The complex once housed 1,500,000 bushels of grain. Each silo is 120 feet tall, and all the rooms are perfectly round, measuring 24 feet in diameter, unless you get a suite, which, while also round, consists of 1,000 square feet. Along with being almost soundproof, they're luxuriously appointed, as is the lobby, with its striking combination of modern art and company memorabilia, including some original milling equipment. What eventually became the Quaker Oats Company was the brainchild of one Ferdinand Shoemaker. Since he used to grind oats and sell the meal as breakfast food in Germany, he figured he could do the same thing in Akron and the rest of America. By 1856, he bought an old wooden factory building along the canal, installed machinery, and was soon up to 20 barrels a day. Despite fires, war, and economic setbacks, he had some difficulties. The company persevered, joining with other firms to form the American Cereal Company in the late 1800s. America's Cereal went on to become the major component of Quaker Oats, which remained in what is now the hotel until 1970, when the company moved to Chicago. The property has seen several incarnations and changes in management since then, but you can stay in an old silo in Akron. You have to check that out. That would be pretty fun. It is time for our weird word of the week, and I've pulled out a really weird one, this one. So let's go over to the chalkboard and to the halls of learning and write it on the board for you. It's vademecum. What, you say? Vademecum. V-A-D-E, then a space, then M-E-C-U-M. Vademecum. It is a noun, and what could vademecum mean? Well, it's something a person carries about for frequent or regular use. Something a person carries about for frequent or regular use. The origin of vademecum, first recorded in the 1620s to 1630s, vademecum is from the Latin. Related words are essay, album, novel, publication, dictionary, pamphlet, text, or work. So, vademecum, a noun, something a person carries about for frequent or regular use. That is our weird word of the week for this week. Yes, I'm sure you'll remember that one, right? Absolutely. All right, well, we've got one person signed up for our $10 Meijer gift card for this afternoon's giveaway. So we're looking for some more callers. We need to hear from you at 740-383-9944. Here's the questions we're looking for. Name the famous nurse of Victoria times who improved care for wounded soldiers. Name the most famous nurse of Victoria times who improved care for wounded soldiers. What was her name? A famous name in history. What is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story? What was his name? What is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story? Pharaoh is the title given to the rulers of which ancient country? Pharaoh is the title given to the rulers of which ancient country? 740-383-9944. Which Italian city is famous for its Leaning Tower? Which Italian city is famous for its Leaning Tower? Which fictional detective lived at 221B Baker Street? Which fictional detective lived at 221B Baker Street? And on a farm, a kid is a baby what? On a farm, a kid is a baby what? And finally, the last one I'm looking for right now is, what food do giant pandas normally eat? What food do giant pandas normally eat? So give us a call, 740-383-9944, and get signed up for a $10 Meijer's gift card, and we'll draw a winner this afternoon at 4:55. And like I said, we only have one person signed up for the drawing, so get signed up. You have pretty good odds to win. And it is now time for our Ladies' Corner. And my wife, Amber, puts this together, and she always does a great job. And she has another recipe for us this week. You can find this recipe on Facebook by just typing in Radio Nate into Facebook, and the recipe will pop up. So just type in Radio Nate into Facebook, and you'll find slow-cooked round steak. Now, I know it's too hard to scribble this down while listening to it on the radio, but if it sounds good, go find it on Radio Nate. Here's what you need for slow-cooked round steak. 1/4 cup flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/8 teaspoon of pepper, 2 pounds of boneless beef round steak cut into serving size pieces, 6 teaspoons of canola oil divided, 1 medium onion thinly sliced, 1/2 teaspoon of dried oregano, 1/4 teaspoon of dried thyme. In a large resealable plastic bag, combine the flour, salt, and pepper. Add beef, a few pieces at a time, and shake to coat. In a large skillet, brown meat on both sides in a 4 teaspoon oil. Place in a 5-quart slow cooker. In the same skillet, saute onion and remaining oil until lightly browned. Place over beef. Combine the soup, oregano, and thyme. Pour over onion. Cover and cook on low 7 to 8 hours or until meat is tender. So if that sounds good to you, type in Radio Nate into Facebook and go find it there. Slow-cooked round steak. Now the other part of Ladies' Corner that I have for you today are some laundry tips. And again, thanks to my wife Amber for finding these. Here we go with some laundry tips. Cola gets rid of blood stains. Everyone should keep a bottle of cola in their laundry room. Soak a blood-stained fabric in it and watch the stain just fade away. Also, artificial sweetener gets out grease. There is nothing quite as aggravating as finding a spot of grease on your favorite shirt. From pizza grease to bacon grease and everything in between, a sprinkle of an artificial sweetener will remove it. Blot, blot, blot until the evidence of your French fry addiction is long gone. Shampoo is just the thing for ring around the collar. It will make short order of the body oils that have collected around the collar of your shirt. Dryer sheets are not necessarily the best solution for clingy clothes. You can use a balled-up piece of aluminum foil in the dryer to get rid of the static. It really works. Again, these are some laundry tips for you here on our Ladies' Corner. This is how you can stop folding socks. Every member of the family needs their own lingerie bag so they can put all their dirty socks inside. The bag goes through the wash and the dryer without losing a single sock. Even better, it keeps all those socks together so that when it comes out of the dryer, you can give it back to the owner so they can put them away. Now, there you go. A clean, dry towel shortens drying time. Always pop one in with the laundry you put in the dryer. It soaks up water and makes the time you have to dry much shorter. Tip, don't use a white towel as it might leave fuzz all over your clothes. And you don't want that. Salt saves. It's awful to have gorgeous new clothes only to have the washer fade the collars. Ugh. Try adding a half cup of salt to the wash to help minimize fading. And we'll have some more laundry tips on the other side of the break. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, right here on a Wednesday afternoon. And we are live from the beautiful city of Marion in Air Chair 1. And we'll have the last 14 minutes of the program coming up here shortly. Keep tuned right here.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back. Thanks so much for being a part of this Wednesday afternoon. The time is right now 4:46, 14 minutes or so left in the program. And we are going to finish up our laundry tips. Vinegar over dryer sheets for towels. Dryer sheets aren't doing any favors for your towels. They sort of destroy their absorbency. It's best to wash your towels with vinegar that you've put in the fabric softener cup. Towels definitely don't need dryer sheets. Use your washer as a whiteboard. If your kids are old enough to do their own laundry, you can leave them notes on the lid of the washing machine to remind them what goes together and what temperature to use. Pick up a marker that easily wipes off a whiteboard and you're all set. And the final laundry tip I have for you here on Ladies' Corner, aspirin for whites. Throw in a handful of aspirin with your next load of whites instead of using bleach. The aspirin will help to remove yellow sweat stains and brighten up all of your clothing. So there you go, slow-cooked round steak and some laundry tips, and that wraps up Ladies' Corner for us here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Well, we just have a few minutes until our drawing. We're going to do the drawing at 4:55. We're giving away a $10 Myers gift card, and we just have one person signed up, so the odds to win are pretty good. So see if you'd like to answer one of these trivia questions and give me a call at 740-383-9944. Don't be scared. We'll get you on the air, and you can answer one of these questions, and we'll put you in the drawing for a $10 Meijer gift card. Name the most famous nurse of Victorian times who improved care for wounded soldiers. Who was the famous nurse? What is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story? What is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story? Pharaoh is the title given to the rulers of which ancient country? Pharaoh is the title given to the rulers of which ancient country? Which Italian city is famous for its Leaning Tower? The Leaning Tower of what? I know you know this one. 740-383-9944. Which fictional detective lived at 221B Baker Street? Which fictional detective lived at 221B Baker Street? On a farm, a kid is a baby what? On a farm, a kid is a baby what? And what food do giant pandas normally eat? What food do giant pandas normally eat? Here's a phone call. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Hi there. I'd like to answer some of your trivia questions.
Yes, would you like to answer several or all of them? Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to give my best shot here. My name is Candace Akers.
Candace Akers?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I believe the name of the nurse you're looking for is Florence Nightingale.
That is correct.
Okay. The ruler that is known as Pharaoh belongs to ancient Egypt.
Yep, that's right.
And the tower from Italy is the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yep.
And the detective is Sherlock Holmes.
That is right. Very good. All right. You're smart.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for listening out there, and I will put you in the drawing here for that $10 Myers gift card.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, you have an awesome evening.
You guys too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Somebody else signed up. Your turn, too, at 740-383-9944. So the ones we have left are What is the Name of the Toy Cowboy in Toy Story? And On a Farm, a Kid is a Baby What? A Kid is a Baby What? And What Food Do Giant Pandas Normally Eat? What food do giant pandas normally eat? That's what we need yet. And let me throw one more in. We'll do an easy one. How about this one? What color are Smurfs? Somebody ought to know that one right off. What color are Smurfs? 740-383-9944. Get yourself signed up for the drawing for this $10 Myers gift card. We'll do the drawing here in 3 minutes. So your chance to get your phone call in here real quick. All right, we have a top 10 list here for you. And today we have the top 10 largest oceans and seas. Top 10 largest oceans and seas. At number 10, we have the Gulf of Mexico. At number 9, the Bering Sea. At number 8, the South China Sea. At number 7, the Mediterranean Sea. Number 6, the Caribbean Sea. Again, we have the top 10 largest oceans and seas. Number 5, the Arctic Ocean. Number 4, the Southern Ocean. I've got to look that one up. I'm not familiar where the Southern Ocean is at. Number 3, the Indian Ocean. Number 2, the Atlantic Ocean. And number 1, the Pacific Ocean. The top 10 largest oceans and seas. That's our top 10 list for today. 4:53 is the time, a couple minutes away from the drawing. You can still get in here and answer a trivia question at 740-383-9944. I'm looking for What Color Are Smurfs? That's an easy one. You can get signed up for that $10 Myers gift card real quick by answering that question. 740-383-9944. Real quick. An Iowa entertainment venue announced its 150-pound pickleball paddle has been certified as the world's largest by Guinness World Records. Smash Park, a West Des Moines venue featuring drinks, pickleball, and other yard games, announced Big Blue, a replica pickleball paddle, measuring 13.6 feet tall and 6.9 feet wide, is now a Guinness World Record holder for the largest pickleball paddle. The park said it is celebrating the record with a month of food and drink specials. The venue said it will also be holding a celebrity pickleball tournament later this month, featuring local media figures, business leaders, and musicians. I wasn't sure what pickleball was, so I had to look it up. It's a paddle sport played with a wiffle ball on a badminton-sized court and a tennis-style net. So an unusual sport, but they have a 150-pound pickleball paddle setting a Guinness World Record. It is 4:55 and time to find out who our winner is. Let's mix up the names that we have. And here we go. Not looking and drawing a name. And the winner happens to be Candace Akers. Candace Akers, you're the winner of that $10 Meijer's gift card. And you can pick that up here at the station Monday through Thursday from 9 to 12, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., or Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, you can pick that up Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., or Fridays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So that Meijer's gift card will be here for you. Candace Akers, congratulations. And thank you to the folks who did give us a call and played the trivia here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here, just a couple minutes left in the program. Boy, time flies when you're having fun, that's for sure. It really does. All right, well, let's go with another news story here. A 103-year-old man and a 100-year-old woman celebrated their 82nd wedding anniversary with family and friends in North Carolina. D.W. Williams, 103, and Willie Williams, 100, celebrated 82 years of marriage at a party thrown for them by their daughter and granddaughter at First Mayfield Memorial Baptist Church in Charlotte. To see them at this age, still doing well, it's just a blessing to have them here, Williams Green told WSOC-TV. The couple, who both celebrated their birthdays in March, said they don't have any real secrets to long life and lasting love. Quote, I don't have no secret for that. Just be nicer to each other, the couple said. Well, that's their advice on 82 years of marriage. Wow, that is something else. A man filming flood damage in North Carolina came across a rather unusual scene. A moose taking a ride on a floating chunk of ice. Brett Berry said he was filming from a helicopter in the Cartwright area when he spotted the moose perched on an ice floe in the Missouri River. A moose catching a free ride down the Missouri, Berry wrote. Officials said the recent flooding caused mile-long ice jams in the river, so this moose took advantage of it and just hopped on some ice and took off down the river. Well, thank you so much for listening this week. I appreciate it. We'll be here next week, too, right about 4:15 until 5 o'clock with Offbeat News and Trivia. Tell all your friends about us. So we're a brand new program here. This is only week number 2, and we're just hoping to grow and expand from here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Remember, if you have some friends that are out of the listening area, they can listen online too by just going to wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. It's easy to get to. You just go there and scroll on down, click listen live, and off it'll play. Just as easy as all get out. So make sure you check that out. That's WWGH1071.com. www.radiowatch.com and scroll down and click on Listen Live. By the way, you can send me an email. I would love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And my Facebook page, just search Radio Nate into Facebook. That's Radio Nate into Facebook. That's where you can find this week's recipe. And we'll try to put some other stuff in there as well. Until next week at about 4:15 until 5 o'clock, Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1. Have a good one.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of